You said a lot of people had mentioned a petrol station. I mean, that's something that we don't really have easy access to one in Saddleworth. I mean, is that something else that Tesco might look at in the future?
I think it's on the agenda. I've had a couple of emails since I've been at the store, one of them from a councillor whose name escapes me, to say that Tesco actually refused to build a petrol station. And you'll have to excuse me for not knowing the detail, because I wasn't involved in the store opening. Having worked for the company that long, I do know that we need quite a big space to put a petrol station. And I suppose the mill at the side of Wellington Road would seem like an opportunity, but that's been now purchased by somebody, and it's not Tesco. We know who it is, and they don't want to sell to Tesco, they want to develop themselves. But even that area would be a very small petrol station, because you obviously need room for tankers and stuff. So again, I think it's more to do with the size of the plot than Tesco not wanting to put a petrol station. Because again, if we did have a petrol station, I'm sure the turnover of the store would benefit from it. And obviously local people would be able to not have to drive 3 or 4 miles to the local petrol filling station. So at the moment, it's not on the agenda. No one's even intimated from Tesco that it is on the agenda, but it's something that if I had the opportunity to say to my boss what would really go well in Greenfield, I think a petrol filling station would be the one big thing.
So what response have you had sort of in terms of inside the store from shoppers? I mean, as you've been walking around, what sort of things have you been hearing? I mean, are people, if you like, pleased to have a Tesco? They welcome the convenience?
I think overall they do. In fact, I know they do, because they do tell me. We do get, and it's quite nice to hear, because I've always worked in quite large stores, maybe with the exception of Cleckheaton, where the local people don't really have a voice, because people come from far and wide to shop. And what I found at Greenfield is that people are requesting some of the things I've just said, like DVDs and stationery, greetings cards. And they're also passing comment that we don't stock as much as, say, Staleybridge or the Oldham branch, I think it's Huddersfield Road, which is a massive big extra. And, of course, being this size, we can't stock everything. But what we do try and do is, if we have a range of product that customers request, we can't just fit everything in, obviously, you know. We're only 15,000 square feet, but if we can fit a little bit of an extra range in, or something maybe that people have seen on television, then we'll bring it in. And we call that like a local choice that the customers have. Tesco have a policy that we're allowed to add 5% of our total range as a local choice customer requests. So please, I'm not asking for everybody to inundate me with, you know, can you get me the tomato ketchup with mayonnaise and salad cream all mixed together, you know, some extremes. But if there's a real sort of run-of-the-mill line that we don't stock, that you think we should, then please ask me. I think a good example of that was Star Drops. All-purpose cleaner, not ranged for the size of store. It was requested and the store brought it in. As it happens, it's not selling fantastically well, but the 10 customers or so that are buying it a week, I'm sure, are happy that we've got it.
Now, on the other hand, a lot of people were concerned before Tesco opened here about what the impact might be on Greenfield Village and on Upper Mill Village, and there is one lady who ran a sweet shop who's closed it down who said that the new Tesco was one of the factors there, just sort of reducing the footfall in the village of Greenfield. I mean, what's your opinion about how that whole relationship, if you like, has been going so far?
I think, without trying to sidestep the question, you know, I wasn't here when the store opened, so I didn't get a feel for what the village was like before opening. My first week of being here, I walked into the village and saw the butchers and all the little shops that are there, and the co-op and the pharmacy and stuff. I can't really comment on why the sweet shop shut down. If we were a contributing factor to that, then I suppose I'm sorry about it. It is a necessary, I'm going to say necessary evil, that sounds awful, but wherever you put a supermarket, it is going to impact somebody's business. We're not in the business of shutting down small shops. We're trying to take trade away from Sainsbury's, Asda and Morrison's, but obviously there's nothing quite local here to that. But I think the council, if I'm being honest, done a good job protecting the local shops by not allowing us to build one too big a store and to put in too big of a range. Like I say, it's still a bit shocking that we don't sell some of the items that are not in the village. But I've had no other feedback from the customers, you know, either angry that the sweep shop shut down or indeed saying that we're impacting. In fact, I have a few customers saying that they do like, and you have to excuse me, I don't know the name of the shop, but there's a nice little shop that sells fresh fruit and veg, and it's on the outside of the shop. Sorry, I don't know the name of it, but I've been down there myself and it looks a lovely little place, and my customers do say that they still like to support the local trade. So I get the feeling they come in here, they buy the basics here, they buy the big shop, if you like, but then they'll go to the butchers and the produce and the other little shops to buy the bits and pieces, one that they think is a better quality than ours, and two, because they want to support the local shopkeepers.